This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we're talking about being customer champions. What brands have you been personally supporting or advertising over the MCO over these last few months and why? Get in touch with us. 018-789-8899 is how you can reach us on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. Let's read a couple of messages.
All right. This is a follow on from Ade, who was talking about the fat rice, aka nasi lemak. It's called Home Secrets Cafe, in case you all want to look for it. It's apparently in the Bangsar Trade Centre. And this is one from Ro, a follow-on. Said, Audrey, if you see a new Porsche in the BFM, car park is Roshan's. You're not the only one he managed to convince. Commission.
Okay.
Ka-ching!
Okay. We need to get the cut of that from Roshan. Okay. Thanks for that, Ro. Thanks for that piece of advice.
Right.
Of course, we're moving on to our final story of the day, and this is about Quibi.
Quibi. The subscription digital streaming platform that adds 5 to 10 minute TV episodes exclusively on mobile devices is shutting down after just 6 months. Founder Jeffrey Katzenberg reportedly informed investors of decision this afternoon, or, well, recently, after trying to sell the venture to no avail.
Yeah, so the service, which costs about $5 a month or $8 a month without ads, built up an immense amount of pre-launch hype on the strength of its leadership and ability to raise money. Now, Katzenberg, the founder, he's also a chairman of Disney Studios and the co-founder and CEO of DreamWorks, while CEO Meg Whitman was the former chief executive of HP. So even before the launch, the service had raised like $1.75 million in venture capital,
which isn't a lot, but still, okay, you know, in this day and age, right? So Quibi's death is an important moment for streaming, largely because it's a pretty strong rebuke of services trying to one up the Netflix model by solely focusing on high dollar original content.
Yeah, so one could point to many reasons for Quibi's failure, including its strict time limit of 10 minutes per video, its self-defeating attempt to stop people from sharing content on social media, you know. Therefore, in relation to our first story, actually barring any customers being customer champions, right? Or its focus on smartphone use at a time when everyone was basically holed up at home watching TV. The startup insisted that all of its titles were mobile only, a high production value, and relying on Hollywood star power when they probably could have succeeded by keeping a closer eye on what kind of quick bite content was succeeding elsewhere.
Right. So there are other lessons here that apply to other streaming newcomers like Apple, namely that creating a hit TV show is hard and buying a hit TV series is easier if you already have the money. So Quibi and Apple TV Plus both launch with plenty of new series and no back libraries of beloved legacy content for users to spend time digging into. So there's just so much good stuff out there already.
Yeah.
Apple has shifted strategy here, but Quibi boxed itself in and probably couldn't afford to play here once its error was made clear.
Yeah, so there were reports that many of Quibi's shows had been widely shopped elsewhere before they landed on the service. So, you know, one producer even said that, you know, if we have a show that's going to be a huge hit, you pitch it to Netflix, you pitch it to HBO, but if it doesn't get traction, then you pitch it to Quibi.
Right.
Yeah, so at least Quibi's content won't be locked forever. You know, there's a silver lining to this. Creators will get the rights to full-length edits back after 2 years, and they'll get the short-form rights after 7 years. It's still a bit of a wait, but yeah.
For a company that's closed, to wait for 2 years.
I mean, you know, when this came out, we were actually talking about this, and when the idea was mooted, we were thinking about, you know, like 5 to 10 minute videos and only on your mobile phone seems like perfect for, you know, when you're waiting in line for your bubble tea or something like that, you know.
Right.
But how long would you be on a platform like this? You know, we were talking about things like that, right?
Yeah.
So I guess now 6 months, and you know, it has been a pretty tough scene for startups this year. So, you know, it's also but for something like this entertainment-based platform, you know, I think that just could have been more thought put into this, and also just maybe they boxed themselves in, like the author of this article says, you know, they kind of boxed themselves in with what they said that they would provide, any high quality, no legacy programming and things like that.
Right. And whether, you know, I know we talk about, 10 minutes and all that, but I know people were at home and they were willing to watch, you know, good content, right? I mean, like a couple of good ones from Apple was The Morning Show, which I absolutely love, right? So this was a couple of good shows over that. So it still comes back to, you know, good content and 10 minutes, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we, of course, are talking about being customer champions on the show today. What brands have you been personally supporting or advertising over the MCO and why? Thank you, everyone, for your messages. There are just a couple to read on Instagram before we go. We've got one here from Emmy Bubbly who says sustainable and eco-friendly brands. Binwani says Lilin and Co. Go-Get and Marika. And we've got one here from No Name that says Touch and Go. Right, and we have one final message to read from Ramli on Twitter.
He says, by beating one another with our payongs for the last loaf, Malaysians inadvertently become gardenia brand ambassadors.
Oh yes, that hunt for bread. Of course, that was our top story for the day, why customer champions need to be part of your marketing strategy. We then, of course, moved on to some news about Netflix and how their user growth has slowed as production ramps up again. And finally,
the demise of Quibi.
Yes. Of course, if you missed out on any part of this show, you can find the podcast on our website, bfm.my. You can also catch up on all our podcasts on the BFM app, on iTunes, or on Spotify. Just search for Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be back again for more Enterprise Biz Bytes on Monday. But till then, have a wonderful weekend. Yay. Please stay home as much as you can. On behalf of Frida Liu and myself, Audrey Raj, catch you again next week. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.